Weekly letter, May 29, 2019. Started around 8:14 a.m. and wrapped it up around 12:15. I would like to welcome new subscribers to this list and hope you find these letters useful. Every once in a while, and other timing issues, issues come up in such a way as to cause delay in the issuance of these weekly letters. I would also like to remind everybody of my appreciation for taking the time to read these weekly emails I send out. It is my desire that you find them beneficial and enlightening in such a way as to enhance your own life, including those around you. I would like to bring up the 75th anniversary of D-Day coming up on June 6, 2019. Just to give you an idea of the immensity, cost in human lives, and the importance of the invasion of Normandy, approximately 425,000 Allied and German troops were killed, wounded, or went missing during the Battle of Normandy. Of that number, 209,000 Allied casualties, with roughly 37,000 dead among the ground forces, and a further 14,000 deaths of Allied air forces. With this in mind, whether we have actual past experiences ourselves, memories, or any form of affinity towards such struggles, a moment of silence and reverence for the sacrifices by the many who set the stage for a much more peaceful world. After World War II, the Marshall Plan was implemented. What they learned from World War I, for the most part, is when a country is devastated and in debt without a good sustaining economy, socialism, communism, and fascism will become the rule of the land in those countries. As such, Germany was required to pay reparations, which left the country pretty well broke as a result of their activities starting World War I. This was the beginning of the Nazi Party in Germany, which I need to remind you is the Nationalist Socialist German Workers' Party. Another individual that associated with Hitler and the Nazi Party was Mussolini, was also known fascist. The question we have to ask is, did the general public know what was really going on as to the reason of their economic plight? As a convenience, an internal war was initiated against the Jews and others who were not pure German, blaming them for their economic disaster. Another aspect of this was the selling point of developing a master race and culture above all others. As history has shown, the described policies were a pathway to disaster. There is a lot more information you can gain yourself under the history and how all this got started, which is beyond the scope of my expertise, including the length of this letter. I do need to note, though, because of the Marshall Plan, all countries that the U.S. and allies were at war with are now our allies and trading partners. For example, I can get on a plane and go to Germany and see the world's largest model train layout, complete with a working airport, working harbor, and even a section layout showing the American Northwest, including Las Vegas. I would like to give you a heads up to the challenge we'll be facing over the next month. Astrologers have been talking about Mars and a few other planets getting back to the same attitude that existed in September 2001. More information are available on Joni Apatry's YouTube channel. Here is a link. https://youtube.com/v=UAVSVAZF76A. With all the intensity, at least of the astrological point of view floating out there, I have some suggestions that might be beneficial. Always keep in the back of your mind, the astrological components for June are extremely biased towards anger and violence. Remember, anytime you hear information that brings about emotional response, knowing the emotions are based upon assumption, the determined via the emotional response is likely to be incorrect. Therefore, possible to delay your response. During these times, you have the ability to either participate or not. As I said before, if you want peace, go to a peace rally, not to an anti-war rally. That which you give attention to becomes. Continuing from above, even though the first emotional response will be very strong and your propensity will be for immediate anger and or rejection, decide not to participate at that moment, but rather wait until you get more information. Recognize the issue of unverified belief, where you must be subjugated in order to buy what someone is promoting. For example, if you do not follow that which is proposed, knowing full well you'll be rejected, slandered, or even exposed to violence, only confirms what they are promoting is completely without merit and must be discarded. If you decide to reject what is being proposed, do so with grace, compassion, love, and understanding. For someone who is intent on proposing a falsehood is not interested in the light expressed by the love, understanding, compassion, honesty, honor, and humility. If you find the person you are trying to present an idea to is not interested or in disbelief, recognize their right not to participate with what you have promote. Even though may be tempted to respond to any form of challenges regardless of reason, please pause and reconsider. The reason this is important to do is this, is that the moon transits each house every 2.5 hours. What you hear at 2 p.m. will be received completely different at 4:30 p.m. There are two forms of light in this world, the greater light and the lesser light. The greater light is a source of love, understanding, compassion, honesty, honor, and humility. The lesser light are those things of a deductive physical nature that can become aware of the greater light by virtue of its adhesion to the quality described above as love, understanding, compassion, honesty, honor, and humility. These things I speak of are already within you. As stated in the past, and I repeat, the greatest good and the nastiest bad exist within each and every one of us. It's just a matter of which one we want to give attention to. Do not be concerned if you've lapsed, for the temptation will be tremendous. Once you realize you've lapsed, consider the love, understanding, compassion toward yourself. For as you do, you will draw yourself to those qualities in addition to that will become a commonplace rather than a rarity. The path of spirituality is a difficult path for the primary reason of the many forces working against such a journey, including our own intellect, which is acting according to its prime directive. Therefore, do not criticize yourself for any reason whatsoever, but rather be thankful for you are cognizant of the love, understanding, compassion existing within. Everybody makes boo-boos. Therefore, cut yourself some slack and draw attention to that love, understanding, compassion, as by the realization of such, you are a carrier of light. Give attention to this, because it is a valid condition. I am changing the subject of the upcoming Friday class to a journey of some interesting areas. I will give further details this Friday. I have just released my third book titled A New Perspective, A Study and Solution to Symptoms of Emotional Abuse, Kindle edition, and also paperback. In a few days, I will be making this and my other two books available in audio. In addition, of course, and always, if you find the book beneficial, please leave a review on Amazon so others who are not directly connected to this work can also benefit. In the bonds of the work, I am Charles.